Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with the Easy News. Taipei Mayor Ko Wen-je says he is hoping to initiate a series of tax reforms targeting people who own multiple residential properties in the capital. According to Ko, housing taxes on owners of multiple residential properties will be raised in an effort to free up more housing in the city. Under the proposed tax scheme, people who own up to three properties will be taxed up to a rate of 2.4%. Those with four or five properties in Taipei will be taxed up to 3.6%, while owners of six or more properties will be subject to a tax rate of 4.8%. Six hotels here in Taipei have won distinctions at this year's World Luxury Hotel Awards. The Yuemom Group's Silks Club in Kaohsiung was awarded both the Luxury Art Hotel Global Winner and the Luxury All-Suite Hotel Continent Winner Asia, while the Hotel Royal Jiaoxi was awarded the Luxury Hot Spring Resort Regional Winner East Asia. The World Luxury Hotel Awards was established in 2006 and celebrates hotels around the globe that provide premium facilities and exceptional services. In international news, U.S. President Donald Trump will host the 2020 Group of Seven meeting next June at his own luxury resort near Miami. Critics of the president say it's a clear conflict of interest. U.S. correspondent Rachel Silverman has that story.
As the president's acting chief of staff announced the decision that President Trump has awarded the 2020 G7 Summit of World Leaders to his private company, he said the Trump administration is not worried about the appearance of a conflict of interest. Critics say it could provide a windfall for the Trump organization and raise the resort's profile around the world. President Trump is already fighting two lawsuits suggesting he's personally profiting from payments by foreign governments. Rachel Silverman, San Francisco.
Crude oil contaminating the northeastern coast of Brazil has reached the town of Maragogi, one of the region's main tourist beaches. Images on local television show dozens of people in Maragogi shoveling and raking the sand in an attempt to remove the sludge from the coast. The region is known as the Brazilian Caribbean. Officials say there are at least 178 locations in nine Brazilian states that have been affected by the oil. Critics say the government response so far is not enough, as workers and volunteers are attempting to remove oil from the contaminated beaches without proper equipment or instruction from authorities. The origin of the oil remains unknown. Venezuela won a contested election for a seat on the UN Human Rights Council, despite a campaign by over 50 organizations and many countries opposed to Nicolas Maduro's government and its rights record. Venezuela received 105 votes, while the council's other Latin American seat went to Brazil with 153 votes. Late-entry Costa Rica received 96 votes. In other contested races, Iraq lost out in the Asian group contest for four seats to Japan, South Korea, Indonesia, and the Marshall Islands. There was no competition for the two Western group seats, and Germany and the Netherlands were overwhelmingly elected. The Geneva-based Human Rights Council can spotlight abuses and has special monitors watching certain countries and issues. It also periodically reviews human rights in every UN member country. And that was the ICRT Easy News. Check in again next week for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.